neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallel of Rosh Chodesh has a remedy for canceling all the gezerot. Whoever that says the Hallel b'simcha, with joy, word by word, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will delete all his decrees. So there are a few important details about saying Hallel in general. On Rosh Chodeshim, we do not recite the Bracha because it's not Hallel Shalem, it's not a complete Hallel. And the remedy here is that the praise that is designated for Yamim Tovim and Rosh Chodeshim actually is Mizmorei Tehillim. So first of all, to say the Hallel, we have to know what we're saying. So he suggested that either you go through the Hallel, like tonight, just study it, or use a Siddur that has a translation. So we understand that exactly the Mizmorei Hallel starts from 113 in Mizmorei Tehillim. So now there are a few points. First of all, many times what happens, of course, some they have better voice than the others. They can do chach-chach much better, and they know better melodies than others. Sometimes it happens that Kahal HaKadosh is sometimes the kind of impose on the Chazan, such as, for example, so the Chazan starts Naqdishah, Naqdishah, but one of the members of the Kahal likes better melody. So before he starts the, his melody, so he tells them that's how you should sing it. Keter yiten olecha. So now he starts, Keter yiten olecha. So he tries to kind of tell them that's how you should sing it. And then makes Chazan very sour face, achmo, because makes them upset. So the first general rule here is you have to follow the Chazan. They call it Tabe, Moti. Even though that you don't like the way his rhythm melody is, you have to accompany him. He should not accompany us because he's Shaliach Tzibur. And many times it happens that all of a sudden he wants to start the Naqdishah of Hallel, then somebody, you know, he gives him a different symphony. And then he cannot continue his tefillah anymore. He makes him upset. So we have to pay attention to Chazan, what he likes to guide us. And it's a very, very important factor. Many times, of course, you know, your melody is much better than him. Mine not, but so we have to leave him alone and create harmony. And that's what the whole point here is, especially at the time that everybody obligated, like Hallel, to sing together. So now we have to use our ear before our mouth. You know what that means? You know what it means?
Listen.
Huh? Listen.
No, some people listen with their mouth. They have, I'm sorry.
Sometimes Chazan who rutze ladat ma harov oheb, ma kahal rutze, ואז הוא גם כן מתאים את עצמו לקהל, אם הוא לא מכיר את הקהילה, למשל, או
שהוא... No, so before he becomes a Chazan, he has to be prepared to guide the kahal, because if he would wait for the kahal, you hear a melody from there, a melody from there, and a, you know, rhythm from there. So that's not the right way to do it. So he has to guide us. And what I meant is that before we start, you have to listen. That applies for, like, let's say, Kaddishim. Like Kaddishim, first of all, there is no point that we make our voice heard by other people. Because what happens, he likes to say it slowly, he likes to say it much faster. It's like rare, medium, and well done. So they have a different opinion. So in such a cases, it's much better that let him to guide, and you say it very, very quietly, word by word, with him. Not that there's a quarrel here, he raises his voice, and the other one, you know, fights with him. No, that's not the way to serve Hashem. You have to create harmony. How? Use your ear first. That if you see that it might be a balance, a harmony, so we lower our voice and then we follow. And some people, they raise their voice that to tell them, you follow me. And they say, you tell me to follow you? No, you have to follow me. Then he raises his voice, then Yahweh raises his voice.
So,
that
depends,
you know,
it depends to the kahal.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, some kahals, many kahals during the last
right.
years, some kahals, the guy who, not the guy, the gentleman who is there, he said, go fast, I have to go.
Yeah.
They have to respect him. They go fast, yes.
Is he on the bicycle or is on the floor?
Is it the way it goes? And some guy said that I love the traffic check.
Understand, but sometimes you see you cannot get through the street because they have marathon. People run, but here it's makom kadosh. It's bet kenisa.
Say,
now if somebody has such a demand, you know, you without respect, you ask him to run on the street. In the bet kenisa, we don't run. It's a very, very, very important fact that first of all, especially at the very special day of the year, such as Rosh Chodeshim, Yamim Tovim, is the timing that is called Et Ratzon. What does Et Ratzon mean? That all the gates of Shemaim is open. So that means not that anybody can go in. It's open on the condition that how you like to get in. And this important factor that when we're trying to create harmony, and the most pleasurous time for Ribbono Shel Olam is that he notices there's a harmony between his children. If you want to make the Ribbono Shel Olam happy, you have to create harmony. Yeah. Lower your voice, slow down, you know, don't press on the pedal, the gas pedal, you know. Use the same exact melody that everybody's using, word by word, same tone of voice, not higher, not lower. Listen for him to start, and then you follow him. Not that you tell him, sing like this way. It's not polite, you know. You know, he's here to help us. You know, you tell him, sing this way, it's gonna make him very upset. So now, there's a few important details that some, again, according to the melody, they change the Pesukei Tehillim, such as Nerdana, Nerdana, Lechol Amo. You have heard this? It's a big mistake. You're not permitted to do this. Because you're adding to the words of Tehillim, and you're making your own Mizmor. Then you feel you're a David HaMelech of Shalom. You're not permitted to do this. So this is the, or even on Shabbatot, Yimloch Hashem Olam. Then they say, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. What is Hallelujah? Where did you get this from? You cannot repeat it twice. You heard people say that? It's not, you know which part I'm talking about when they take the Sefer Torah back? You cannot add the words to, what's a Hallelujah,
Hallelujah?
I'm saying? Yes, that's not the correct to do. So you cannot add to Pesukim, and in such a case, you have to feed the melody to the Pesuk, such as how we do Baruch Hashem Bat Kenesis, Nedara LaHashem HaShane, Nerdana LeChol Amo. You don't need to Nekdana, Nekdana LeChol Amo.
How about to say, Lai, Lai, Lai in between?
No, that's also, it's not correct.
No.
No. And so again, you have through the tefillah, we cannot change the nosach. That's how it is. So now you like this type of melody, you have to fit your melody to the pasuk, not to fit the pasuk to your melody. So this way, it would not make sense at all. You're changing it, and the meaning and the message will not be correct.
Koilani shomote, halel ko halelu ko. Koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.